Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Hi, this is Blaine O'Shaughnessy with community comment. Breaking news, inflation is at its highest in 40 years, coming in at 7.9%, which takes us back to the year of 1979. However, if we calculated inflation in the same manner as it was in 1979, inflation would be 15%. We were told no one could have predicted that inflation would get to this point. Even the Federal Reserve President, Jerome Powell, who is in charge of making sure inflation does not exceed 2%, said that he thought inflation would be transitory, only to reverse what he said several months later in a congressional hearing when he said, "We need to retire the word transitory in regards to inflation, because at this point, it was becoming obvious to all that inflation was steadily increasing. I myself am a student of economics and history and business, and I happen to follow various podcasts of economists. One of my favorite is Peter Schiff, and while Jerome Powell was saying inflation would be transitory, Peter Schiff was informing his listeners that it would not be. Whenever you increase the money supply without increasing the supply of goods, inflation will persist. An interesting fact is that in the United States, the government spent $3 trillion in a matter of 2 years to combat COVID. A similar amount of money was spent over 20 years of warfare in Iraq and Afghanistan combined. So while the economy was forced to shut down to slow the spread of COVID, the printing presses were speeding up and stimulus payments were being sent out to the people to buy an ever smaller pool of goods and services. I have heard it said that inflation punishes people who save money and rewards those who have debt. Who then would profit from inflation but those who have the most debt? And so I would ask you, who has the most debt? Well, the federal government has $30 trillion in debt. The point I would like you to see from what I'm saying is that if you understand who benefits the most from inflation, then you will understand why we have inflation. Inflation is taxation without representation. And so our elected officials will not vote for higher taxes, nor will they cut spending. Instead, they will rely upon inflation to do their dirty work for them. And therefore, we can conclude inflation is not going away anytime soon. This has been Community Comment by Blaine O'Shaughnessy.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.